30th of March afternoon session with Sarah, Sukin, Azita, Jonathan, Betty and Christine.
This is from the Abhidhammata Sangha commentary on clear and unclear, yoniso na yoniso, bringing to mind. Hence it's said, to one who brings things to mind clearly, monks, wholesome dharmas that have arisen arise, and wholesome dharmas that have arisen increase, goes on to the four right efforts. So here when it says it's dependent on yoniso and ayoniso, bringing to mind, here it's referring to
manasikara, which accompanies citta,
to the chetasika. Here in the Vibhanga about abandoning through wise attention. So obviously here it must be with panya. So this is the chetasika and panya when we read about abandoning through wise attention. Is that right?
We better not pinpoint, but right. We can understand.
So we can say it refers to the kusala chetasikas. This is what Nino Chetasika Manasikara does not have a special role in right attention. It is the citta, because actually I think looking at Kun Somphone's comment, but I think it does have a special role.
Because it arises with kusala or akusala.
So it does have a special role. And this was the one I mentioned, the tika, the profitableness of profitable feeling is not due to its association with profitable feeling, but rather to wise attention and so on.
We can consider that when it accompanies with the wise attention,
the chetasika, the other chetasikas, when they're accompanied with wise attention, chetasika, they're also. Now, this one is from the Atasalani. Which state fixes this apperception as moral or immoral, phase of averting and that of determining? This is, I think, what people read and then misunderstand. Indeed, when the averting and the determining are wisely and methodically done, the apperception is unlikely to be immoral. So then they say the Manodwara Vajana and the Votavana are the keys because of this. So it just means that because it's referring to that series of jitas, the whole series. And so in suttas, when we talk about wise attention in terms of enlightenment or abandoning, it's always wise attention with panya to chetasikas.
Wise here can be profitable or kusala.
There are three meanings of manasikara that we discussed in India.
Yes, but I'm not too clear.
So one of the other meanings of manasikara refers to mind or averting consciousness, manodwara vajana citta. So people give this a lot of emphasis and think it's very important because it's also got the name manasikara.
So they can control that.
Control that.
Exactly.
But there are three kinds of manasikara: aramana manasikara and viti patipataka manasikara and chavana patipataka. The two are citta, pancha.
One is aramana, manasikara is the chitta-sika.
Aside from panya, does it have to do with the parami that people accept that there is control or no control?
I don't think so, because when we understand the teachings, we cannot leave out the realities of citta, cetasika, nibbana. So when it's parami, it's not the self who is trying to do good deeds in order to be parami, but with the understanding of paramada dhamma, it can condition kusala moment. For example, viriya and kanti parami, when and where, each moment, each situation.
No, I'm talking about many people can't seem to accept the idea of no control. Or, in other words, they don't understand fully the meaning of anatta.
So what will support the understanding of a reality when awareness is aware?
Yes, if there is panya to arise, then it will accept it. I'm thinking, besides panya, thinking of Azita's sign of patience, courage, and good cheer, I'm thinking about the word courage. Is there a factor of courage in whether or not one would accept that there's no control?
I think that it's not a matter of concepting or not concepting at all, but it's a matter of understanding what is there, even to be courageous, what is there. Why do we say courageous if there is no reality at all?
Yes. So is there a reality of courage?
Kusala, moment. You don't have to specify jetasika.
Right.
I just want to raise another topic that I had a lot of detailed and difficult discussion with a friend about, related to prior attainments of disciples in previous lives. Just briefly touching on it, for all the great disciples, it seems according to the commentaries that they must have attained levels of insight right up to Sankhararupeka Jnana, almost up to Gotrabu, up to Anuloma, with the previous Buddha. And I was kind of interested because I understand in the present life, basically no stage of insight. So it's like in many different lives, different stages have been attained and lost and have to be developed again. Is this how you understand it?
Can we know what we have accumulated in previous life?
Well, I think no, but anything is possible after such.
But the truth is that whenever the cause are fulfilled, it can condition the right result.
So anything is possible.
Depending on conditions and the cause.
You said something about being gained and lost, but if you've developed to a degree, it's never lost.
This is the question. The whole lot of things that spring on from this. So, for example, the Bodhisattva in a previous life, it seems that, according to commentaries, had attained insight right up to just on the verge of becoming enlightened, up to the highest degrees of insight. And yet we know that in the last life, everything had to be rediscovered, so no stage of insight. And for Sariputta Ananda, all the great disciples, it seems that under previous Buddhas, they had to have attained such high stages of insight. And then in many lives, some in stages of none or...
From where?
From...
Sariputta has gained...
All the great disciples, mm-hmm. according to the commentary.
I would like to...
You say in the Buddha's last life, he had gained to a very high degree of understanding.
From theoretical knowledge or?
No, from
insight.
From insight.
You mean that he had enlightened some degree or highest degree of Vipassana Jnana?
Yes, that's what that I can use, yes.
I don't think so.
I asked Ajahn before, but I said wait for
Sarah. So by the time he reaches his last life, he had already gained all the barmies, or there was one left for the last life or something like that. Is that the case?
I think that he had fulfilled barmies in order to become Sammasambuddho in his last life.
Oh, okay, so he gained them all before that last life.
Barami,
okay.
Not the Vipassana Jnana.
Okay, the two main sources I have, one is from the Visuddhimagga. This only concerns the case of Sammasambuddhas. And the Atthakatha, the commentary to the Puggalapanyatti. And then here, that's the commentary to the Patthisambhidhamagga. And in the commentary to the Patthisambhidhamagga, it lists a number of disciples, Seka Naseka disciples, including Sariputta Moggallana, Mahakassapa, Mahakachana, and 80 great elders, Ananda, the householders, Chitta Nupali, the Upasaka Dharmika, and Upasaka Kujutara, whose attainments in the time of Gautama Buddha were reached through five conditions, one of them being prior effort, Puba Yoga, under previous Buddhas. And then the commentator gives a definition of Puba Yoga, which is the same as the one given in the Visuddhimagga, which suggests Puba Yoga means the ones who have reached the stage of insight. And also he mentions the Thai translation, are so sure of this that they've taken the liberty of rendering Yava Anuloma Gotrabhu Samipam as
Chongkutang Kham Sankarupe Kaya Jnana.
Visuddhimagga.
This is the Patthisambhidhamagga commentary.
Anventi Klai Anulomayan Le Gotrabhuya.
And this one is from Puggalapanyatti Atthakatha.
What about become established in the knowledge? In order to stop to Anuloma and the Gotrabhu in this last.
Here it says the phrase absolute sanity of conformity and change of living, Yava Anuloma Gotrabhu. So I asked about the meaning of Yava, and it seems that Yava definitely means up to.
So we say become established in the sage knowledge that reach in the future. But not in that one. Ready to be Sankhara Vipeka Yan and Kodrapu Yan, because as the Kodrapu, it makes the Dharma as far as in the sense ready to.
Right, but he says that in the Pali, this is Pali,
Yava means up to, means to he has conditions. A chance, but in the vicinity of, means up to in the vicinity of.
As conditions for his last life? Because it's impossible to have Kodrapu moment.
Oh yes, no suggestion of that, but must be Sankhara Upeka Jnana according
even
to.
Even so, if it's concerned with Kodrapu, means ready for the moment of Kodrapu in his last life.
Right.
And
so
also this too, not only Kodrapu,
right.
Even Sankhara Upeka Jnana, ready.
So you're saying not Sankhara Upeka Jnana, but
I don't mind Sankhara Upeka Jnana or Kodrapu or any
right.
level. It means that it's fulfilled or is accomplished, ready to be Samma Sambuddho in
this
his last life.
Right.
Otherwise, those Savaka must become Arahata
right.
in that life.
Yeah, that's what I understand. But anyway, must have attained to, not Gotabu, but must have attained to a very high stage. Of,
I think that attainment here is just conditions ready to
right.
be, not in that life yet. And also it says that for the person who has attained Pachyaparika Kayana is Jula Sotapanna. So they all become Jula Sotapanna.
Which is not a fact.
Lesser Sotapanna.
So this is wrong to
the
say
interpretation.
That, yeah.
The word is like that, but we have to understand the truth
yes.
or the reality.
What does it mean, little? Like someone who's
yeah.
will
become.
Sotapanna to be.
Like within the next few
yeah.
minutes or days or
not
something.
As fast.
So what is the conclusion? It's not right that they have reached those stages. So they
yes.
are Jula Sotapannas?
I'm not sure about the Vipassana Jnana, but I think that the conditions to be or to attain those stages are ready.
So mean that there were at one time Jula Sotapannas?
After attainment the Pachyaparikaha Jnana, all who have attained must be the junior Sotapanna or Sotapanna to be. Never come back to be in the woeful plane.
Yeah, so that makes it difficult to understand because in which lifetime are they talking about? We know that Buddha was born in woeful planes, so when did he become a Chudapa Sotapanna?
And it says too that the last Buddha, Kassapa, this Buddha was a monk, Shotipala. He is so well versed and very skillful in Dhamma. But after that birth, he was born sometimes in the woeful plane.
But according to the commentary, he mm-hmm. reached Sankhara Upeka Jnana.
And then was
and,
born there?
And then born in woeful plane.
Impossible.
So how do we explain it?
Ready. The conditions are ready.
But did not.
Not.
But did not.
Yeah.
Did, so did not.
Yeah.
Accept,
yeah.
Uh-huh. So when it says about the Purva Yoga, the prior effort under the Buddhas, and then the definition seems to be that they had reached a stage.
If he had become Jula Sotapanna, he would be the Savaka of the previous Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
Because what he had attained came from the teachings of the previous Buddha, if he had attained.
Mm.
Now, if you look at this carefully, it just says one of the conditions is prior effort.
Mm.
Prior effort means effort up to a certain level, but that doesn't mean that they therefore reached that certain level.
Well, this is what I questioned, though. So I said, okay, well, the word in Pali, yava, up to, means could mean, but he gave a lot of examples from different texts to show that.
Yeah, even if that's in the context of what is meant by
right.
definition of prior effort, means
right.
even up to so and so. And then it says.
But up to means in the region
yeah,
of.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. But then you still have to apply that to this context, which is that their attainments were reached through five conditions, one of which was prior effort. So that's not the same as saying that they themselves had attained that level, which just because it's part of the definition of prior effort.
You have to check the body again.
How many translations are there of the Tipitaka in Thai? The Mahamukut is one, and is that the official translation?
It will be personal translation too.
Is the Mahamakut one the one you have here?
But no matter it's translated, if we understand the meaning, it's much better than follow the word.
So would you say that under the previous Buddha, any stages of insight had been attained?
Or those?
Yes.
Otherwise, they would become the Savaka of that Buddha.
So it cannot be. So you understand no stages of insight?
We cannot know the past at all. Mm. How many lives that we had listened to the teaching and had developed right understanding. But the moment when one has attained Sotapanna, from whom in this life one is the Savaka.
You don't think there are any kind of special exceptions for a Bodhisattva because he's destined to become a Buddha? So
by himself.
By himself.
Yeah. So he couldn't be the other Savaka.
So this is a question. Is it possible to have some stage of insight in previous life?
Then he would be the Savaka. Oh. Not
because any stage of insight would be the result of
hearing.
Right, so then he attained all those stages in his last life and sort of on all the
Okay, so this leads on to a question of, is it possible for someone to have a stage of insight in a previous life and then in this life to have no stage of insight and have to start from scratch?
Who knows, see? Who knows? As much as we can know it ourselves.
Mm.
We cannot tell for the others at all.
Mm.
And what is said in Tipitaka, we have to consider because we have very limited understanding for the Buddha's teachings.
Mm. For all the disciples, there couldn't be any stage of insight in this life prior
to hearing
the Buddha's
teachings.
We cannot
say anything for the others at all.
So, possible?
We don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah. If we don't know and we say that it must be like this or that, we are wrong.
What about Jotapala, where it seems it was this high stage of insight?
Jotapala in Tipitaka, it didn't say anything about his attainment. Maybe about something like this, like prior effort. But the word here is like he had attained level of Satipatthana or Vipassanayana. But we have to consider too whether it's possible.
So at least for the Buddha, it's no.
And for the others, like Sat.
If it's Sariputta,
since it's not said, how can we know?
Well, my point is it doesn't actually say here that the monks attained to that particular level. It says that they had prior effort, and prior effort is defined as going up to that level. But as Ajahn says, you have to look carefully and see whether it's really asserting that they did reach a particular level.
Or if it's said like that, what about our understanding? Can't be the one who said this or that or judge.
In that case, if it says it in black and white, then it's not.
Leave it to those who can.
So, to sum up, as far as you're concerned, impossible for these disciples under a previous Buddha to have attained.
I think that we simply say that, what like Jonathan said, the prior effort. The meaning of it, and how can it work with this passage.
So what does prior effort mean?
Well, prior effort is defined as being effort
before
leading up to Sankharupekanyana.
So what it means?
Well, that's
in what
the
life?
Question. Is that the
last
same as saying
life?
The monk attained Sankharupekanyana?
Yeah.
Just because he had prior effort, and prior effort such and such is not the same as a positive assertion.
In terms of prior effort.
Right, well, he had all the prior effort, didn't he?
Yeah.
What level of prior effort did he have, though?
Obviously not Sotapanna.
Obviously not Sotapanna. And not,
everything
we would
up
say,
to that.
Not Gotrabhu,
right.
and not Anuloma, because they all follow each other.
And the term Anuloma also means that it can lead to, it Anulom to. We don't mean the Panya or Vipassanayana of that degree.
I see.
But the effort which will lead to, tend to, turn to.
In this
right.
context, it's referring to the Panya.
It's Panya, but it's not yet attained.